With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. I'm so glad you've joined us because we have a great show for you today. I'm Marie Hewlett, and as always, I'm joined by my handsome hubby, Jeffrey Isbell.
I always join her.
Okay, no comment. And my beautiful and talented daughter, Ariana Isbell.
Hey, also no comment.
Who also happens to be our Pet Place vegan chef. I'm not sure if we've completely recovered yet from our 3-day broadcast from Pet Expo last weekend. In fact, I think we still have part of our portable recording booth in the car still.
Yeah, I just figured I'd leave it there till next year.
What's the matter, Mom? You don't want to use your car as storage?
Well, you know, it doesn't look like storage. It looks like a war zone inside my car right now. But you know what? That reminds me of what we'll be talking about on the show today.
We're going to have a war?
Well, sort of. We're going to be discussing World War Flea.
World War III?
Flea. With Michael Varma.
Is that a new flea shampoo or something?
I know why you might think that. Actually, it's a fun new game. I only know a few details about it, but we'll find out more shortly when we hear from Michael.
Oh, cool. You know I'm a gamer.
Well, yeah, but is Ari still going to have time for her cooking segment? You know how I feel about food.
Yeah, I know. No, she'll be able to do it. And all the other segments, too, will do, like your favorite.
Oh, can I say it?
Go for it.
Now?
Yeah.
It's time for
Animals in the News.
Awesome. And here is our first story. For many of us involved in animal welfare, May has always been associated with kindness. In fact, millions of people around the country have joined the American Humane Association in celebrating its Be Kind to Animals Week, which is this week, May 7th through 13th. It's the oldest commemorative week in U.S. history and the nation's longest-running, most successful humane education campaign. To build a new generation of animal advocates, American Humane is challenging 1 million people this year to take the kindness pledge at www.kindness100.org to protect and better the lives of animals, including 10 billion farm animals, 6 to 8 million animals abandoned each year, the more than 100,000 animal actors who entertain, educate, and charm us in film and television, and many of the endangered and disappearing species of the world. To celebrate Be Kind to Animals Week, take the pledge, find ideas and curricula designed to build empathy in children, and learn more about how you can support American Humane's work to help animals. Please visit www.kindness100.org. Of course, all of us here at the Pet Place think that we should remember kindness all year long, but gentle reminders are always good.
Marie, is that kindness 100 the word or the numbers?
Kindness is the word, 100 is the number. So kindness100.org.
Oh, thank you.
Unfortunately, I don't think the airlines have figured out what kindness to animals means, as evidenced by this story. Late last month, a giant 10-month-old rabbit, which could have grown to a record-setting size, was found dead after traveling on a United Airlines flight from the United Kingdom to Chicago O'Hare International Airport.
Aww.
Simon, a male continental giant rabbit, was the son of a Guinness record holder for the longest rabbit. Simon was on his way to a new home in the United States and had been declared in good physical condition and fit to travel by a veterinarian the day he left. However, Simon died when he had to be transferred from one flight to another and stored temporarily at a pet holding facility. According to his owner, Simon and other large breed rabbits have to be handled much more like dogs. You have to have the right facilities for them, and you can't just put them into a rabbit hutch. This is just such a sad story, but also a good reminder for Pet Place listeners to always do a lot of research before you do any air travel with your pets.
You know, sometimes I think that the problem isn't with the policies they do or don't have or the knowledge that they institutionally have. I think it's that animals aren't valued as highly as we'd like them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's not paying attention, maybe. Well, not all cruelty cases on airlines are related to the airlines themselves. A Fountain Valley man was arrested Tuesday after allegedly attempting to smuggle dozens of exotic birds into the United States from Vietnam. Federal agents discovered a total of 93 birds, 50 live and 43 already dead, hidden in his suitcase when he arrived at LAX on a flight from Vietnam. The birds were taken into protective care, but were so sick, only 8 survived.
Aww.
The man, identified only as a U.S. citizen who resides in Fountain Valley, was arrested after some of the birds were found to be protected endangered species. He's been charged with smuggling goods into the U.S., a felony that carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison.
Smuggling goods? He should have been charged with murder. It gets me so mad when I see how humans almost always devalue the lives of other sentient beings, especially such psychologically delicate creatures like birds. This is really upsetting, but we all have to do our best and try to do what we can to help the animals in our world that are being victimized, which is why we have this show, and it's why I do my segment about vegan cooking, which is cruelty-free. And, you know, that's something we get used to hearing, but that's really the emphasis of what I'm trying to do. So let's transition over to that a little bit. Let's calm down and go into
breathe,
the kitchen.
Breathe, Ari, breathe.
So I do have a great recipe for you listeners today. We will be making taco salad. So this recipe is for anyone who wants to make something delicious, but also quick and easy. It's a great meal during the warmer months of the year, especially when you don't want a hot plate of food. You'll need half a bag of Morningstar Farms Griller Crumbles. You can get this product at most mainstream markets in the freezer section. It's like a ground beef substitute, and it is really great in every recipe where ground beef is called for. I use it in all sorts of things. It always works really well. So, in a medium skillet, heat up 2 tablespoons of olive oil, then add the crumbles and sauté until golden brown. Add 2 tablespoons of water and 2 tablespoons of taco seasoning, which you can either make yourself using a tablespoon of chili powder, a quarter teaspoon garlic powder, a quarter teaspoon onion powder, a quarter teaspoon crushed red pepper flakes, a quarter teaspoon dried oregano, half a teaspoon paprika, 1 1/4 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon sea salt, 1 teaspoon black pepper, or just purchase an envelope of pre-made taco seasoning.
There you go. That's what I'll do.
Yes. It's up to you. I recommend the pre-made. It tastes the same. So, you heat up the crumbles, you stir in all the seasonings until it's nice and mixed, let it simmer for a minute or two, and then turn off the heat, because remember, this is going to be a cool dish. Now, wash up the leaves of a large head of romaine lettuce and tear them up into a large serving bowl. Next, slice up tomatoes, avocados, and sweet peppers if you want to, and toss them into the bowl with the lettuce. If you enjoy corn in your salad, you can add in some canned corn to your taste and slice and dice a medium red onion and mix it in with the rest of the salad. You can also grate in some vegan cheese like Daiya, although I think that actually comes pre-grated, which is really convenient. And it's up to you how much you want. And then finally, for the finishing touch that really makes it a taco salad, crumble up some tortilla chips or any kind of flavored chip and stir them in with the rest of the salad. And this gives it that nice crunch. So once the ingredients are all in the bowl, toss it with Italian dressing or Mexican Caesar dressing and serve. It is really delicious. And in fact, that's what we had for dinner tonight.
Yeah, and it was great. Thanks for making that, Ari.
Sure. It was really good. What kind of cheese did you mention in that recipe?
Daiya vegan cheese, and they have both mozzarella and cheddar.
And it's not made from cows.
Not made from cows or products of cows.
There you go.
Okay, you got me. But yeah, so that's just another example of how no animals are ever harmed in Ari's kitchen.
That's right. When we have chicken for dinner, that means a pet chicken is sitting on our lap and sharing what's for dinner.
And hey, our pet place phone is ringing. It's Michael Varma.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am doing quite well. How are you doing, Marie?
I'm doing really well, too. I am so glad that you were able to join us today on the Pet Place Radio Show, because I have been watching some posts that you've been making online about a really fun game called World War Flea. Is that it?
That is correct. World War Flea.
Oh, man. Well, I definitely would like to impose a war on all the fleas around my house. My poor little animals are really suffering.
Oh, no. That is not any fun. We have two indoor cats, and in fact, they're laying on my office floor right now on their backs and not a care in the world.
So aw,
no,
that's very
no fleas
cool.
For them. Hopefully yours will tackle the fleas and win the war.
I wish. But your game is actually more fun, so why don't you tell me about it?
Okay. World War Flea is a new fast and fun card game where cats and dogs join forces to defeat an army of evil fleas.
That's very cool.
And we're going back to an old traditional card game, so it's time to put down the cell phones and the apps and just play a card game where it's with family or friends, your kids, or just adults get to play and have fun playing a card
I
game.
Love
it's
kind that.
Of like a cross between like Gin Rummy or Uno or Crazy Eights. It just has a few fun rules with it, and you're looking at pictures of dogs and cats. And
oh, how
a couple
fun.
Fleas.
So you mentioned Uno. I'm assuming then that your kids can join in the game. What would you say the youngest player would be?
Oh, great question. Right now, the youngest person that we've actually touched with is 4 years old. We've gone
oh, wow.
as young as 4 and as old as 94. And everybody enjoys the game. It is. Mm-hmm. Some people like it because it's mindless action. You're just playing and you just follow the rules. And some people are just so into the strategy of winning. And we've had a lot of fun with the game. We've been playing it for the last couple of years, almost 2 years, and finally put it together and launched it on Kickstarter so we can get funding to get more people to play the game as well.
What made you decide to create this game? What's the impetus?
Well, my good friend Craig Strickland, he's in my writer's group, or author's writer's group. He writes mystery novels, and so do I. And we get together once a month to play games. And there's a core group of us, about 6 or 8 of us, that rotate in and out, and we'll go to different people's houses and have dinner and play some type of game. We'll try new games out. Well, after my birthday a couple of years ago, he emailed me and said, you know, I think we need to put our brain power towards a game, something that we can do for our families. And Craig has a grandson that he likes to play games with. So that was kind of the impetus to get us started, and I picked it up. I've published and created about a dozen books and games already, and this is...
Wow.
Or actually 11. So this is number 12. This is my even dozen.
Now, are you both animal lovers?
We are both animal lovers. Craig and his wife, Ruth, are in between pets right now. So he comes
by. I can fix that. I know a lot of pets who need a good home.
I've been trying to fix that for a while. He's like, well, you know, he's saying as soon as he retires in about a year or so. He goes, then we'll have more time. It wouldn't be fair to our pets right now. So
okay.
I'm holding him to that. Until then, he comes by to our house and he gets his cat fixed with our little cats named Ginger and Marianne.
Oh, going to Gilligan's Island.
Yes, and I'm so glad you get that because we unfortunately had to go to the vet the other day, and it was a new vet, and they had never heard of, you know, Ginger and Marianne, and they just have no clue. They don't understand Gilligan's Island reference. And
I guess we're getting old.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
Hey, I think we're digressing, though. Let's get back to your game. Tell me, what's unique about this pet-powered game?
Oh, great question. Well, I think that there's a couple unique features about it. The first one is that the early backers of our Kickstarter campaign can have their dog or their cat on one of the cards.
Wow.
And
how do you do that?
Well, they go to the Kickstarter campaign, which is worldwarcity.com, and they select the pledge, which they can go ahead and say, I want my dog on a card, or I want my cat on a card. Or if you have one of each, you can do a combo card and put both your dog and cat on the card.
Wow.
Or if you like my brother, who has lots of cats, he has five cats, he said, can I put all five on a card? I said, absolutely. We will work with you to figure out how to get the best picture on the card.
Very cool.
So then your pet could ideally be a hero of the game of World War III.
I love that. Tell me about the strategies.
Well, the strategies, we had to come up with something new. We went through a lot of different card games and strategies to figure out, if when you're making the card game, it's a trick to make it not too hard and not too easy. If it's too hard, nobody will play it. If it's too easy, nobody will play it. So you have to find that a comfortable spot right in between. And that's why it took us 2 years to come up with this, to find that right balance of risk and reward. So it is to the point, the strategy or the key strategy is you could be in last place, and then the very next round, you could win the entire game.
Wow.
So I think we have a total of, there's six basic rules, and I won't go through them on the interview because that'd be boring. But there's six basic rules that you follow, and if you apply the right strategy, you win the game.
How long does it take to complete a round or finish the game?
Oh, okay.
Let's say I'm on my lunch break with my coworkers and I want to play. Will I have time?
I think so. Each game, we've tested this and we've played more than 2,000 games of World War III, and they average between 3 to 5 rounds, and you'll be done in about 15 minutes.
Oh, awesome.
The whole goal is to be the first person to reach 100 points.
Okay.
And if you want to play longer, well, then you say, I'm going to reach first one to reach 200 points or 300 points. Or if you want to play an accelerated game, first person to play to get to 50 points. That would take about 2 or 3 rounds.
And if you wanted to do a marathon where everybody threw in a few bucks at every round, and then at the end you can take that pot and donate it to your favorite rescue or shelter.
I like that. You know, I have a couple friends that I've said, as soon as this game is produced, you have to stop playing Bunko and you have to play World War III. And then once you raise that money, then you can donate it to your charity. We can set up a rotating charity. I can see it now. Each month, we'll pick a different charity each month.
Oh, that sounds great. As long as they're animal related, I have to insist on that.
I like that idea.
Hey, what has been the most rewarding experience with World War III?
Well, there have been several different rewarding experiences. The first one that comes to mind is working with Craig. I've been very fortunate with brainstorming with Craig and working with him. We mesh well together. It's nice when you find a partner. It's like when you find your spouse, husband or wife, and you communicate well. In this case, it's a creative endeavor, and it's easy to be in a spot where you have an idea and somebody shoots it down, and you give another idea and they shoot it down. in this case, Craig has been a lot of fun to work with, then so that's good. Now, what if we take it to the next level? If we did this and tried another angle? So that's been fun. And then just we complement each other on the business side, too. I'm very business-oriented, and he is very creative. Beyond that, I think the rewarding experiences, all the stories that we hear about the dogs or cats, people, they love their pets and say, okay, I want to put my dog on the card. And or if I've got two dogs, which one do I put on? So we'll get two cards and put two dogs on. Or one card, put them together, playing together.
And I bet a lot of them have told you stories about how they've rescued their pets.
Actually, they have. That is one of my favorite things. We've always rescued pets in our home. My sister, who lives in Hawaii, she goes down to their shelters. And it's almost like every 6 months she goes there, cats in Hawaii, and then she has indoor-outdoor cats, and then they're just doing great, and then they get adopted by another family down the street. So it's like every 6 months she's known as the cat lady.
Oh, well. But a good cat lady, not one that has 500 cats in her house.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to come up with it. You know, everybody has a bad image of the crazy cat lady, but it could be a crazy good cat lady.
That's true. That's very true. If you could tell our listeners something right now, what would you tell them? What advice do you have for our listeners?
Advice for your listeners. Well, I've got several different things that I could suggest. And the first one is just celebrate your pets, because your pets
Absolutely.
Will give you unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at my cats, they always give me unconditional, well, on their own time, they give me their unconditional love.
When they feel like it.
So I would celebrate them and learn from them, because, again, I just look at that unconditional love, and I'll be a little broken record on that. They just give that love, and it's like, oh, I know you feed me, but I still love you. And then if you emulate your pets, and you provide unconditional love to your fellow human beings, and just in your corner of the world, start with a family, then friends, and your corner of the world will just be simply wonderful.
That is great advice. We are just about out of time for our little chat here, Michael. If somebody was interested in finding out more, let's give out that website you mentioned earlier one more time.
Certainly. It is worldwarflea.com.
WorldWarFlea.com.
Yeah, so one of the nice things about WorldWarFlea.com, since it's a unique name, it comes up number one in Google or Bing or Yahoo.
That's nice.
Whatever your search engine is, it is number one consistently. And
we
still have room. We have a limited number of cards that we can customize your dog or cat on those cards. You can pledge now, and then as soon as the game fully funds, which will end May 31st, then we'll contact you, and we will go through the whole picture process.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Michael, and it was great talking with you today.
World War Flea sounds like a great game, especially for camping when there's no TV or electricity.
That's a great idea. I love playing card games when we go camping.
Hey, do you remember the first camping trip we took with Willa after we first adopted her?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't forget.
That was really nice.
Yeah, there's nothing like adopting a special pet. They really seem to appreciate it. And on that note, it's time for our
Adoptable Pet Segment!
Okay, let me introduce you to Lucy and Giselle, adult dwarf rabbits that are currently available for adoption through the Bunny Bunch. These are absolutely beautiful girl bunnies that are white with stunning black markings. They absolutely must be adopted together because they love each other. To meet these two rabbits, just visit The Burrow, which is the Bunny Bunch Adoption Center located at 10534 Bachelor River Avenue in Fountain Valley. No appointment is necessary. Also, check their events page at bunnybunch.org for off-site adoption events in other areas. The rabbits are all spayed or neutered and litter box trained.
Wow.
I know, very impressive. High-class rabbits. The adoption fee is $85 for a single rabbit or $125 for a bonded pair, and it covers the cost of the spay or neuter, which normally cost well over $150 per rabbit.
That's so true.
Your donation is tax deductible. For more information, visit bunnybunch.org.
And for those of you who are up for a special needs pet challenge, and I caution you that this is a pet you really need to be committed to, I want to introduce you to Callie, formerly known as Calamity. This very sad-looking male macaw was brought to the Lily Sanctuary by a woman who found him literally wandering on the street. So she had absolutely no background info on him at all. He's currently in a specialized cage with a raised bottom and no grate due to his missing a foot. He is not hand tame and prefers not to be handled, but he gets around just fine and enjoys hanging out on top of his neighbor's cage while Lily Sanctuary volunteers clean his quarters. While you're thinking about him, I want you to consider the fact that none of these exotic birds ever asked to be here. Someone, one of us humans, brought him, and I think we have to realize we have some obligation here. He has plucked all his breast feathers out, and they will likely never grow back. These intelligent animals do that when they're under stress. Long story short, only a truly experienced parrot person who has lots of patience and love should consider adopting this bird. He's not a toy. He's obviously had a lot of trauma in his life and definitely doesn't need someone to adopt him short term and then give him up. I can't tell you how many times we've met people who say, "Oh, I used to have a parrot."
Mm-hmm. Used to.
Yep. That's the key.
He needs a home where he can stay for the rest of his life. Now, since we don't know how old he is, that could be 70 plus years or just a few years. Regardless of the time, though, if you adopt him, you need to love and care for him for the rest of his life. That's what he would do for you. If you think you're the right person for this guy, contact the Lily Sanctuary at adoptions@thelilysanctuary.org. And I'll spell that for you. Adoptions at thelilysanctuary.org.
adoptions@thelilysanctuary.org.
And I just want to really emphasize that thing that you said about that's what he would do for you. You know, we often wonder, would our dog save our life? Would our cat sacrifice himself or herself for you? And it's hard to answer that, but with a parrot, the answer is yes. They are so dedicated and so loving. And the reason that it's hard for them to socialize with people is because once they have a bond, it is forever.
Mm-hmm.
They are the most dedicated creature that I've ever met. And that's why it's so hard for them to lose their homes. Mm-hmm. So please adopt him if you have a space in your heart for forever. And I really hope he gets a good home.
Me too. And as we always say here on The Pet Place, pets need love and a home too. For pets in shelters and rescues, they are loved by the volunteers. But that's not enough. They need you to give them a loving home. So as our music fades in, let's all do our best to make sure all pet animals have loving homes. It starts with each and every one of us. Thanks for listening. And be sure to tune in next week for another packed episode of the Pet Place Radio Show. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.